around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, hello again, everyone. Nice to be back with all of you today for our 120-minute broadcast extravaganza. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, July 20th, 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, off we go. It is time to get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning once again, Mary.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. And wow, what a week with all those airline delays yesterday with CrowdStrike and cancellations.
Rudy, any issues with CrowdStrike, the outages over there in Europe impacting you?
No, but I'm not flying either until tomorrow to go to Greece. So that's, you know, and so I'm sure that, it must have impacted people flying out of here, though, yesterday.
There are still issues, you know, as we broadcast just after 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. There's still issues going around this country, a lot of issues with flights. And they said, you know, it's kind of the reboot. But, you know, I'd say yesterday was certainly another wake-up call that the all-digital lifestyle requires a solid plan B or C in place because, you know, it's when it happens. People are like, we don't know what to do anymore, which is just, you know,
no,
really unfortunate.
No, and this was hospitals, airports, what a mess.
So, Bobby, how are things down there at the Network Command Center?
Working properly. No CrowdStrike issues here.
Well, that's good news. By the way, did you notice the influx of travelers there this week for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game?
Look, it's funny. There was definitely more people in the Arlington area, but I'd say traffic around that area was lighter than it is after just a normal Cowboys game.
Well, okay. All right. So, that, and for folks that don't know, you know, again, everything's together there, which is great because they've got that whole like sports complex. So, interesting. So, all right.
All right. Let's do travel polls.
You love the travel polls.
I do love these. I'm particularly looking forward to these polls. So, we thank all of you who voted in these polls on our show website this week at rmworldtravel.com. We will have new polls going up. So, the first one, which of these burger outlets serves up your favorite burger?
Well, I think Bobby's
and again, this was inspired by a recent road trip to Texas. I'm going to go backwards here. So 3% of you chose Five Guys, 5% of you Shake Shack, 13% of you Carl's Jr., 15% Jack in the Box, 19% tie for Checkers and Rallies. Okay, here it comes. Oh, 20% of you chose Whataburger, and 24% of you In-N-Out for the win.
I'm going to go to Bobby on this because we talk about this a lot. Bobby,
yeah, he's not happy, I can tell.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of things that people get wrong from times to times. And this is one of those. This is one of those things where people got it wrong.
It is.
Bobby, the burgers, though, at In-N-Out are fresh.
It should be Whataburger.
Are they frozen burgers at Whataburger, or are they fresh?
I don't know. I know they're fresh at In-N-Out, but what I also know that it just doesn't taste very good. And Taco Bell can have pink slime, and I'll still eat it because it tastes good.
Listen, Whataburger, it is. You sit down and you're like, hey, listen, this
is
Whataburger.
We lost all of our listeners now.
Carl's Jr. from the California folks, good stuff. Checkers and Rallies, great fries. We know that with the pepper on them. You know, Five Guys, you need to take out a small loan if you go and eat
it. So expensive. So, Shake Shack's not cheap either. All right, so the next one now, if you like chicken, here we go. Which of these outlets serving chicken offers your favorite chicken sandwich? So I'm going to do it backwards again. So 4% of you chose Arby's.
What about We Have the Meats?
5% of you, Dairy Queen. 7% Wingstop, 17% Bojangles, 19% Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, 24% Zaxby's, and 25% of you said that you like Raising Cane's.
Well, all right, I'm going to say again, Bobby,
I don't have a lot of experience
here. Zaxby's is where I personally think that's a bad. But Raising Cane's is chicken fingers. So how are people voting for their best chicken sandwich when it's chicken fingers? They put two or three strips on a piece of bread and call it a sandwich.
Rudy, you're radio silent. Have you eaten at any of these restaurants? Fast food restaurants.
Never eaten at any of those restaurants.
Well, Rudy, you have to have been to a Dairy Queen at some point. I mean, come on.
Oh, I've been to a Dairy Queen. I didn't know Dairy Queen sold chicken sandwiches.
They do, yeah, burger. Bobby, Zaxby's, Raising Cane's, Popeye's, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're right, though. Raising Cane's is a strip sandwich, so that's a little odd to me. But yeah, Zaxby's, Popeye's, those are both good. I really like Golden Chick. Those are good ones.
All right. And by the way, for all of you out there that have asked us, hey, how come I'm not seeing, you know, McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or KFC? because we're a travel show. And if you don't get out there and travel, we all know the big chains out there and so forth. But this, for us, we just decided to have a little fun. And, you know, Whataburger it should have been.
Yeah,
and,
I had never experienced an In-N-Out until we had it in California.
Well, with all that said, so it has been some week, certainly the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump after we signed off last Saturday, and then the Republican National Convention dominated the headlines this week. A programming note that we will be checking in on Milwaukee in less than an hour. At the start of hour two, we're going to get kind of a post-game report, if you will, on the RNC happenings that just wrapped up and the 50,000 people who descended on that city for a patriotic week. But in the 3 minutes and change that we have left in the opening A block, Mary, anything you want to throw out there for the Travel News Roundtable?
Yes, big travel news this week in the industry. One of the largest privately held travel companies in the world, still family owned for more than a century. The Travel Corporation, also known as TTC, is set to be acquired by Apollo, and they're a high growth global alternative asset manager. TTC was founded in South Africa in 1920 by Solomon Tolman and has stayed in the family since. There are 18 brands under TTC. Notably, though, Red Carnation Hotels, where we've stayed many times. We took the show most recently in April to the Milestone Hotel in London. They will not enter into this new acquisition, so they will remain under the Tolman ownership.
I find that interesting. First of all, you know, we know Brett Tolman's been on this show. We know Brett, Vicky and Tony now. They're also very involved. His sister's involving, you know, B. Tolman is certainly, because Stanley has passed. But the fact is, interesting that they're going to be now a hotel company. But folks, if you're saying, you know, the Travel Corporation, it's not a name or brand that really means anything to you. You know, they have other brands out there like Uniworld, you know, Trafalgar, Contiki Tours, Brendan Vacations, Insight Vacations, Luxury Gold, those type of brands.
Yeah.
And very interesting that the Tolman family is now stepping aside. And, you know, with only 20 some odd hotels in their Red Carnation brand, they're great hotels, but... I don't know. Rudy, any thoughts on that?
No, I just always worry when equity firms take over companies and they start sort of draining the thing or, you know, taking out big payments for themselves. And, don't you know, I worry about that generally in managing any kind of company when these asset firms come in and say they're going to make it better.
Well, and we'll see if they sell off certain brands. And so there are, right. I think we all agree in this business, there are way too many brands in travel to begin with. We can talk about the hotel industry and so forth. But speaking of that, just I'll throw this out. You know, it was end of an era this week in Las Vegas. The Mirage closes store for good on Wednesday. That's a big thing. The erupting volcano Tuesday night, that was it. So if you didn't see it, you're not going to see it again. If you don't know what's happening, Mirage owners, that's Hard Rock International, they announced, I think it was earlier the year, April, May, whenever it was now, that they property. By the way, it only opened like 35 years ago. They already say it's iconic, but it's closed, you know, for an overhaul. They're going to build a nearly 700-foot tall guitar-shaped hotel. If you've been down to the Hollywood area of Florida, you've seen a similar location that they've built. So that's coming. The 80-acre resort, it's going to be renamed the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and Guitar Hotel in Vegas. It's scheduled to open, I think, in 2027. On the downside, though, over 3,000 employees now do not have a job. So that's and Nevada has some challenges to begin with. I know we're being heard out there right now on AMK, what is 670 KMZQ. So you all know what I'm talking about. But no more Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas. All right, music tells us, well, need to go to a commercial break. So we're going to do that. Up next, sports travel takes center stage in the program. Road Trips President Dave Gunther joins us next. Keep your radios locked in, folks. As I said to begin the show, the fastest 2 hours in travel is on, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security, found at simplisafe.com/carry, combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract. Head to simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on your new system today. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off, plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we move right into the B block on this July 20th, Mary and I thank you for being part of the program with us today. Before we get into a discussion on sports travel, well, we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, well, we recommend going guided with Colette and enjoying your destination without all the stress of making all the travel plans. You can do it right here in our own country, or you can do it in many different destinations around the globe. As you go, discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel so much fun.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, transportation, dining, knowledgeable tour managers, all the things you want, folks, plus ample free time to do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more information and show specials, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, how many of you listening have traveled for sports? Well, I'm not talking about heading out to see a family member who's involved in a competition of some type somewhere. I'm talking about sports like the Olympic Games in Paris or the Masters, maybe Wimbledon, the Kentucky Derby, Indianapolis 500, the Super Bowl, things like that on a larger scale. Well, there's a company that specializes in this type of travel, and it's called Road Trips. Joining us now via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline is their president, Dave Gunther.
Good morning, Dave. Looking forward to this conversation. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you aboard with us this morning. Really appreciate it. So, listen, all of us who are sports fans love the big events, and your company makes attending them a reality. I know you started Road Trips over 30 years ago, back in 1992. I was in college then while also growing a successful sports business and can remember going to a Super Bowl and the excitement of meeting Joe Montana and all the fanfare with that. You sold the company to Internova nearly 8 years ago. Their CEO, J.D. O'Hara, is a show friend. I was just communicating him with me last week with something very different, actually. But talk with us about what your aha moment was when it happened. I love this. You know, where you knew Road Trips was going to be your future.
Well, I was also in college when I started operating small travel junkets to go see sporting events. And I was concentrating mostly just on weekend getaways to go see sort of games that would happen, you know, during the regular scheduled seasons and things like that. And I was doing it as a hobby and as a way to sort of fund my university career. And when I graduated, I had a business degree and I got kind of recruited into the finance world. And I lasted 3 months. And you know, realized actually that I had this love for travel and that people had a passion for experiencing events, and I saw an opportunity, and I probably only saw it as a nugget of an opportunity at the time, but over the last 32 years, it has grown and become something where we've been able to create, you know, amazing experiences for people to attend events all over the world.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of them. There are many. I mentioned in your setup some of the places Road Trips can help people travel. Certainly the Paris Olympic Games are coming up, any of the Olympic Games coming up in the future for that matter. But there's Wimbledon, which just wrapped up, the Masters, the Kentucky Derby, the Indianapolis 500, Super Bowl, many, many others. Talk with us about the relationships you've built over the years to make this happen and the type of access that you're delivering.
Yeah, we have the benefit of having done this now for over 30 years, and that just means, you know, it seems like all the time we meet new people and build new relationships. That does give us unique access to be able to take people to these events. And I think that that's just going to continue to grow. I mean, it means that people, you know, get a chance to sometimes access things in a way that they couldn't. And maybe more than that, we're there to hold people's hands and make sure that the experience that they have is done right. You can often access, so for some events anyway, tickets or on your own. Mm-hmm. But to have the expertise to know how to best enjoy an event and to see it in a way that's going to be, you know, really make it special for you is something that it's very different when you have people who've been at those events year after year or event after event and can help you, you know, make sure that you have a...
Well, I agree. I think those 32 years you've talked about, and this is comprehensive, you can handle for folks. Listen, sports is clearly a huge business. And when you attend these big events, you know, you see all the corporations involved, the money that's spent on the special events, the exclusive access opportunities and more. We've talked a lot on the show how the upscale market of travel is doing well. You know, the economy end of travel, it's struggling in the inflationary times that we're living through right now. So Mary and I have seen it time and time again in places we've traveled with this show. People will pay for access, one-of-a-kind experiences, you know, priority and privilege, if you will. Would you say, you know, that's in part why Road Trips has enjoyed success?
I think that's exactly why Road Trips has enjoyed success. You know, again, if you compete just on access or the simplicity of having access and on price, it's hard to, you know, people can usually get things themselves taken care of online or something. But if you really want to have expertise and personalization and have things done in such a way that you know, it'll be curated for you, you need an expert. And, mm-hmm. You know, for sports travel and for major sporting events, we've kind of cultivated a spot where we're the one to go to. And I think that's sort of has become our unique selling proposition.
So, Dave, let's talk about some of the most popular sporting events that you're able with Road Trips to link travelers with. And I'm asking because I would bet, particularly with big events like Olympics and the World Cup in 2026, how far in advance should people be booking and what kind of events are you taking people on?
Well, you know, I think we have a particular niche when it comes to international events. And you're mentioning some of those, you know, like a Summer Games. I'm actually flying to Paris this afternoon. So, you know, I think that when you get away from home and you're going a little further afar, you need that help a bit more. Mm-hmm. And so Summer Games and World Cups, and you mentioned also some of those things like Grand Slam tennis events around the world or F1 events around the world. Those are some of the most popular things that people come to us for. And, you know, when it comes to the big quadrennial events like World Cups or Olympic Games, we're operating and getting access 4 or 5 years in advance.
I would think you'd have to.
We're already looking at, we already have space allocated for Los Angeles in 2028. And the 2026 World Cup, which is only 2 years away, is something that we've been working on for 2 or 3 years already. So some of the events that happen every single year, the lead times aren't quite as long, but those big events, we're often working ahead 4 or 5 years in advance.
And you're doing...
And people are booking early, too. People are booking often 2 or even more years in advance.
Well, because they want to ensure they have it locked in.
Yeah.
No question
and people
about it.
Are getting packages with you, correct? So you're doing... You just said you've got space aside, so you've got lodging, you've got the ticket access.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's curated based on what people need. And, mm-hmm. you know, no two people have the same package when they work with Road Trips. We're doing everything that is on a personalized basis. So, you know, you may have some of that access on your own, and we may be able to help you with 3/4 of it, and you may be able to put a piece of it together on your own. Yeah. A lot of people who actually maybe have access to tickets on their own for a particular reason still come to us because we can help them with the accommodations and the service and just the logistics.
Well, I want folks and by the way, you were talking about individuals, but you can also handle corporate, you know, maybe it's groups of 10, 25, 50 or more. Where I want to go with you, though, is, you know, because RJ does the open road segment here on the program a few times a month with us, you know, that's the all things automotive focused segment in the show. Auto racing gets a good amount of love on this program. We're actually in talks right now to take the program to Las Vegas with one of our show partners in November for the big F1 race that's going to be out there. So where I'm bringing this to is, what are some of your favorite sporting events to attend in person, Dave, that you just think, hey, folks, if you're a sports fan, you got to go. You got about a minute. Do tell.
Well, I mean, I actually really enjoy the international events, and I've really enjoyed the big quadrennial events. I mean, I was never a huge soccer fan until I got more and more involved in the World Cup. And just the passion of all the different nations, I think that it's an absolutely amazing event. And my favorite event is the Olympic Games. There's a certain magic to it. I always say the Olympics are 2 years of cynicism followed with two weeks of joy. there's so many wonderful stories. And I think a lot of people who are sports fans obviously enjoy the games. But a lot of people who are not primarily sports fans still think the Olympics are terribly special because the human interest stories just come.
Well, I think it's that, and the range of sports and so forth. I want to give folks the website again. It's very easy. It's just Road Trips, all one word, roadtrips.com, folks. Listen, sports engages all of us, at least the vast majority of us out there. If you want more information, you want to see the full list of sporting events and talk to Dave and the team, roadtrips.com is the website. Enjoy Paris. Very nice connecting with you. Congratulations on what you've built, and have a nice weekend, Dave.
Thank you again for the opportunity, and please do stay in touch.
All right. Well, thank you. Safe travels to France, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well, there goes Dave in Road Trips. He is off to the Paris Olympics, man.
He is. I loved what he said about human interest stories that come out of the Olympics, because that is so true.
And that's part of the Olympic Games, right?
Big part of them, yeah.
So, all right, as we head into this bottom of the hour break, listener emails and the latest Destination Spotlight are still coming your way this hour. We'll be taking you to Milwaukee in the Republican National Convention to begin hour two in about 35 minutes. But up next, Rudy will talk swimming in the ocean and what to know. Keep those radios locked in, folks. We're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Ready for your next adventure? Well, here's a deal everyone in our audience should be jumping on. All this month in July, you can become an AMAC member for 1 year for just a buck. Join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, a conservative alternative to AARP, and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They'll also help you deal with the complexities of Social Security. You'll save on all types of insurance and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry today or rmworldtravel.com under sponsor. Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by IsraelNeedsMe.com. The fact is, the people of Israel need our help, and the folks at Meoz Israel know it's hard to understand what's really happening there, which is why IsraelNeedsMe.com shares regular reports, explanations of current events that gives you a perspective from a ministry helping those in need in Israel for more than 50 years. Learn what is really happening in the Holy Land, not the spin or slanted views the national media sometimes serves up. The facts are, right now, more than 100,000 Israelis have been displaced from their homes due to the war. And now many are also being displaced from northern Israel as the Iranian-backed terror group Hezbollah has increased its attacks, launching hundreds of missiles daily over the border, causing destruction to homes, businesses, schools, and farms, and setting large-scale fires that have burned thousands of acres of land. Just last week, a missile smashed into a home of a retired couple on the northern border, but the Israeli government, already stretched beyond limits, is not able to help them repair their home before the rainy season begins. They thought they'd have to leave, but knowing their house would be a complete loss without their help, Meoz Israel is stepping in to help. The atrocities of war and the pain it's creating will last for years, but in our own small way, we can help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have necessary food and medical supplies to survive, even needs for children in school. Emergency war relief is needed, and we're asking you to check out IsraelNeedsMe.com or go to rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors for a direct link. Well, summer often includes beach trips, and while the ocean is generally a friendly place for swimmers, there are sometimes hazards, as our next guest knows well. His name is Wyatt Wernith, and he's a lifeguard instructor and trainer and a spokesman for the American Lifeguard Association. He joins us now on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline to discuss how to enjoy swimming safely. Wyatt, it's nice to have you as a guest, especially because I'm on a vacation spot on the Atlantic Ocean in southwestern France, where, as a former lifeguard, I know there are some very powerful riptides. So what exactly can happen in a riptide, and how do you protect yourself against them?
Well, great question. We can never ask that question enough. The most important thing is to swim in front of a lifeguard. Your chances of drowning in front of a lifeguard are 1 in 18 million. But the quickest way to identify a rip current is you can look at the beach in some areas, and the way that the sand is formed, you know, that area where you're sitting and the water comes up and gets all your stuff wet, but on both sides of you, it doesn't. That area is the rip current. So out in the water, that's going to be the problem spot. You want to stay away from that. And if you do get caught in a rip current, you do not want to panic. You want to wait for help and try to swim parallel, which would be either right or left to the shoreline, break the rip, and then swim back to shore. If at all case everything's going to, you know, not your way and you're having a hard time, the most important thing to always remember is to stay calm, yell for help, and maybe someone can get to you with flotation. Flotation saves lives.
It sounds like that's the very first step you should take before swimming in a body of water with which you're not familiar, is to look for that kind of uneven water coming up onto the beach. What else do you look for, or should you consider before swimming? I mean, obviously, you look for lifeguards, and many of them have flags. I know here where I am, they post flags for the sort of safe area for swimming. Is that a frequent thing?
Well, to answer your question on the top side of that, the most important thing you can do any trip that you take, including yourself going abroad, know before you go, check the internet, check the areas that there are lifeguards and try to make that your vacation spot. Find out about the weather. That could be critical. Also, it's nice to know if the marine life is moving. Like right now, Shark Week, we got sharks moving around. So you need to know before you go. And absolutely, we do fly flags. We have flag systems all over, I think, America now. They vary, but we've uniformed that starting in Florida. That's like a stoplight. Red means that there's high hazard, not to go at all. Yellow means use cautions, kind of a moderate, which we have all the time. And then a green flag would be pretty much a go, not so bad, very flat day that you can imagine, no activity in the area for marine life, as well as weather. So it's like a stop sign, and you will see that in most places around the world, and it's becoming more and more popular.
Presuming there aren't enormous waves, if someone can't swim very well, should they ever go into a sea, say, over their chest, where the water might come over their chest?
Well, that's a great question. Let's address it this way. With your group, when you guys are getting ready to go to a park, a pool, or the ocean, open water, assign a water watcher. Assign someone that knows everyone in the group. Kind of do a little interview of how well they swim. If you identify someone that doesn't swim very well, put them in a life jacket, a Coast Guard approved life jacket. And then your water watcher is kind of a family or group lifeguard. And now, even if there is a lifeguard nearby, that still helps to have your own person who's accountable for everyone in the group. They know their limitations, and that's the bottom line. You have to know your limitations. Don't go out when you're in doubt. If you get into trouble and you get overwhelmed, again, let's fall back to rip current or just swimming issues. Do not panic. Yell for help, and someone hopefully can get to you with flotation.
All excellent advice. Wyatt works with the American Lifeguard Association, and their website is AmericanLifeguard.com. We only have about 30 seconds left, Wyatt, but I noticed when I was researching you that in your bio you said you had a couple world records. What is one world record in that you hold?
I hold a world record for paddleboarding up the coast of Florida in the Atlantic for 345 miles from Miami to Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Did you ever stop?
We did a series of 24 hours straight, nonstop, and then we started breaking down. So we had to go about 30 miles a day and take little breaks and then get started back at the same location we started out. I had a Coast Guard escort, for those who are concerned about safety, who came along with us along the way, provided meals by reaching out with a fishing net and feeding me while I was on my board, and then occasionally taking me on board to provide IVs. Couldn't have done it without the Coast Guard.
Very impressive. Wyatt Werneth, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, everyone, as your Robert Mary World Travel get-together rolls right along on this July 20th broadcast, it is 43 minutes past the hour, and we're going to dive into the mailbag, answer some of those email questions sent in to us. But first, we're sponsored by amac.us/carry.
Ready for your next adventure? Well, here's such a big deal that everyone in our audience should be jumping at it. When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who love America, saying no to agendas you don't support, and saving big time with exclusive travel deals, making it truly a win-win. To get you signed up as a show fan, to enjoy true independence for this month of July, 1 year is going to cost you $1.
Think about that. $1. I mean, this deal is like winning the lottery, right? With all the travel savings you're going to get as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, so much more, even things like home, auto, and life insurance. In addition to the savings we just talked about, AMAC is also out there working to protect our American values and defending our rights. Jump on this today, folks. Get your 1 year membership for just $1 and then share with all of us the savings you're enjoying as you beat back by inflation when you travel. Visit amac.us/carry to join or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, email number one today is from Melanie, who listens to us in Colonial Heights, Tennessee. That would be via our Tri-Cities affiliate, AM 1320 WGOC Radio. She's asking, I took a cruise with my brother and sister-in-law on the Icon of the Seas and found it overwhelming. We were told 6,800 passengers were on the ship with us, plus all the crew, and I felt like I was at Disney during a peak day. I also couldn't believe that we had to pay for water, soda, beer, wine, she goes on with a list, and restaurants like Chop's Grill, Giovanni's, Azumi Sushi, and Hooked all required us to pay as well, which made us eating at the free dining room a pain since it was always busy and rushed. I'm never cruising on a monster ship like this again. I hear you talk about Seabourn. Is that why you like them? What other brands would you also recommend that I look at? My 50th is coming next year. All right. Well, Melanie, the cruise sector of travel truly does cater to almost every type of traveler these days. Couples, families, multi-generational, solo. I mean, Mary, think about it. Young, midlife, older folks. There are yachts like Scenic and Emerald. You hear them associated with the show. There are the smaller ships like Seabourn also partnered with us. Certainly, Holland America, Princess, they're larger. They're not mammoth. That's something to consider. We've always gravitated towards the Carnival Corporation brands over Royal Caribbean or Norwegian. If you want an entirely different type of cruise in America, American Cruise Lines offer small ships. They navigate many rivers and U.S. waterways. So we're asked a lot about our passions for Seabourn. You've heard us talk about that. It's not hard to answer. It's truly top-notch luxurious cruising. It's all-inclusive. The ships are gorgeous. They're spacious. They're comfortable. And they offer you everything you're going to find on the larger ships, but you're traveling with 200, maybe 600 people at most, depending on the ship. So that means you get a chair at the pool, eat whenever you want, whatever you want, and the crew never nickel and dime you.
No, you're never going to see us on a large cruise ship like that with 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 people or more. It's not happening. If you want an experience like that, you can go to Vegas, Orlando. You could certainly have a good birthday there. But if you want to stick with a cruise, I like to get to know the passengers, and you get to do that in an intimate setting on these smaller ships. I like the excursions, and I do like the all-inclusive aspect, so you're not always shelling out more money. So Seabourn all the way.
All right, email number two is from Chase, who listens to us in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. That's our local affiliate, AM 1230, FM 92.7, WCLO Radio in Madison. Chase is asking, I visited Costa Rica in April and fell during a jungle tour, spending 4 days in the hospital. They inserted a pin in my left wrist from the fall. I also fractured my left leg. I'm 67 on Medicare. They won't pay for my hospitalization in Costa Rica, and I'm being billed nearly $30,000 for the emergency surgery and care. Any advice on how to get Medicare to pay for these bills? I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, yikes, Chase. It's too bad this happened. First of all, I hope you're okay. I'm guessing you didn't take a cruise to Costa Rica. You don't mention it in your email. If you did, there are some scenarios where Medicare Part B will cover and pay something towards that. If you have Medigap coverage or a Medicare Advantage plan, that might be an avenue for you to look at to collect. But if you have regular Medicare and that's it, I'm sorry, but I don't think we have good answers. I wish you'd emailed us before you took your trip.
We do not have good answers on this. I'm sorry, Chase. Listen, travelguard.com/carry is what I would say for you. I'm really sorry about that. So I'm going to jump right into email number three. That's from Gabby, who listens to us on the Fort Campbell Military Base in Kentucky. That's the home of the Army's 101st Airborne Division. Our local affiliate there is AM 1400, FM 105.5, WNZE Radio in Clarksville, Tennessee. She's asking, I heard your replay of the Homestead Show for the July 4th broadcast, and I want to know if that Virginia wine you talked about was really good. Who produces it? I'd like to be able to buy some for my husband as a birthday gift. Gabby, we were talking about Nebbiolo with Quinn Cohen at the Homestead. She opened the bottle for us because I shared my favorite reds, our Italian Barolos. It was a 2016 Bro Vineyards Nebbiolo. It was surprisingly similar, very good. Frankly, she opened it for us because it was from a producer near where Mary and I were married in Northern Virginia, so we had some history and connection. If your husband enjoys Barolos, you will enjoy this Nebbiolo. Go check it out.
Yeah, so the vineyard again, Gabby, is Barreau Vineyards. They're in Purcellville, Virginia, and their website is BREAUXVineyards.com, and definitely check them out.
Beautiful part of the country that they're in there in Northern Virginia. All right, that is it for today's mailbag. Thanks to everyone who sent us emails, including Melanie, Chase, and Gabby. If you have a travel question, travel comment, anything you want to share with us, contact us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. This is RM World Travel. We're off to Anchorage next. The destination spotlight begins in 3 minutes.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as I just said before that quick break, it is now Destination Spotlight time, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. Whether you prefer hard side or soft side luggage, this weekend you can save up to 25% off our favorite, the Platinum Elite Collection.
Platinum Elite is what we travel with. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. As a show fan, as Mary just said, go save 25% on Platinum Elite this weekend at TravelPro.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now up to our 49th state in our nation and the city of Anchorage, where this show is being heard on AM 700 KBYR Radio. Waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline is their tourism CEO, Julie Salpe.
Well, I was happy to see your name on the screen in the front of us today. Hello, Julie. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning.
Nice to have you aboard with us. You know, I recall when Mary and I had the show up in Anchorage, we visited with you and the team. You then joined us for Destination Spotlight number 43 back on our April 6th, 2019 live broadcast. 5 years, 3 months, and 14 days later, if I did my math correctly just before we called, here you are for Destination Spotlight number 128. So we hear from many show fans who ask us about Alaskan cruise options. Certainly that would bring most of them to Anchorage. I know we've enjoyed our time in your city with our sons, but I want you to give folks listening right now across the U.S. an idea about how vibrant a location it is, from the culture, the food, the shopping, plus you're just surrounded by that gorgeous access to all things outdoors.
Well, yes, all of the above, and thank you for that enthusiastic introduction. Anchorage is certainly sitting amidst beauty everywhere you look. We've got water on one side, we've got mountains on the other side, beautiful birch forests. We've got 60 glaciers nearby Anchorage, which is really a surprising statistic to most people. They think that Anchorage is the largest city in Alaska, which is true. But when you define a city in Alaska, it's much different than probably what you think of the largest city in any other state. So truly, we are in a really magnificent setting that speaks to Alaska between, you know, the snow-capped mountains and the beautiful water.
Yeah, gorgeous city. Robert mentioned we hear from show fans with regards to cruising, but when we visited, we did not cruise. We moved around ourselves via land and small planes. I feel like everybody in Alaska has a pilot's license, but from Talkeetna and Denali National Park to your north, Alyeska and Seward to your south, Seward, one of the oldest settlements in Alaska, and of course, yeah. Prince William Sound, which there are many glaciers to enjoy there. So to your point, because you have so much access to so many things, you know, not far, do you find most visitors who choose to visit by land base themselves in Anchorage and then fan out to other locations?
Yeah, that's a really great option because within, you know, a day trip, a half day, you've got Prince William Sound, you've got Seward, you've got the Matsu Valley to the north. There's just spectacular day trips, fishing. Fishing is available right in the heart of our city. We have Ship Creek, which, you know, from major hotels is about a 5-minute walk, and you can catch king salmon right in that river, which there's no other city in the world that has a salmon stream right in the middle of downtown.
Absolutely.
But as we like to think of Anchorage as a base camp for visitors to Alaska because there's so much access. You know, I've mentioned the outdoors many times already, but, you know, hiking, biking, kayaking, all of those activities. But then if you also want the cultural activities that was mentioned, we've got a fantastic museum, a fantastic cultural center. We've got a very vibrant arts community, whether it's performing arts or visual arts, and a lot of representation in our gift stores from the Alaska Native people to really get a sense of the history and culture of Alaska in general and this area specifically, which was settled with the Dena'ina people.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about that because, you know, what Mary and I have experienced when we visited Anchorage, it's a modern city. It's easy to get around. You know, you have a terrific airport there for sure. But the city has also managed to maintain this sense of a small town feel and parts of its mining community history, right? You know, that makes a visit there very different than other cities in America. You know, Alaska is not something you easily compare to other cities. So, you know, do you share that same sense living there?
Yeah, the small town sense, we sure do. You know, and it's one of those, sometimes as a resident you love it, sometimes you're not sure about it. But and actually, we think of all of Alaska. You know, it's a very large state, as you know, but there's about 700,000 people living here, and Anchorage is really a gathering point for all of the people, even the people living off the road system. Mary mentioned all of the aviation activity that takes place up here. Anytime when you're in Anchorage, you look in the sky and there's a small, you know, 4 to 6 seater plane buzzing about. It's part of the lifestyle here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because we have so many people coming in from smaller communities to do their shopping, to, you know, medical appointments, or just to meet and gather and, you know, see friends.
Well, however folks get there, whether it's cruise or land or whatever, again, we recommend the land route because you just spend more time, you get to know the people personally. Yeah. Nothing against the cruise industry at all. We're big fans of that. But, Julie, listen, we're going to have to leave it there for today. I want to give the website visitanchorage.net. Visitanchorage.net is where folks, you can go find out all the information you want, plan your own trips, and we do hope that you go. Julie, nice reconnecting with you. Have a great rest of the day, okay?
Thanks very much. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right. Well, nice to reconnect with Julie today. Folks, Anchorage, it's a city you should go visit. Frankly, Alaska in general is just a state. It's a great state. Go see our 49th state and enjoy that. That's it for Hour 1 on this July 20th broadcast. More than 50,000 people descended on Milwaukee this week for the Republican National Convention, and that's where we're headed next when we kick off Hour 2 in about 7 minutes. We'll get a post-game report on that. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.